Welcome to season 3.
We aspire to be piss poor.
I'm all for eating more meat.
Cut that out in anyway,
Oh, let me just tell you one more thing. So I couldn't take my coat off, so I had to sit all the way through the performance in the coat. They got my boobs out. We are live.
Good evening,
it is 2024. I've grown a third.
What?
I don't know.
I want to wait and see what you got. Two of them already. I've grown a third dick. What? When did you get the second one?
Oh, it's from that phrase, like a dog with two
dicks.
Yeah. How are you?
I'm good, mate. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you. It's been a while since I've seen you. Have you had a good time?
Yeah, I'm enjoying the sun. You're laughing at. We're in heat wave now. It's been raining all the time and now we're in heat wave.
What about your daughter?
Yeah, I prefer the sun. I'm Chinese.
The sun, because you're... I don't know. What an awful start.
S-U-N. I'm enjoying the
S-U-N.
Sun.
S-U-N.
What? No.
No. We'll all back on that. This is part two of our big discussion debate.
Our masturbate we did the other week.
And I should let you know right now the results are in.
Oh,
before we get to those results, let's keep that's how you do it, isn't it? You keep them on the hook. You don't give them the results now because they'll go, I've been waiting weeks for this.
I don't think I'll be waiting weeks for this.
They have. Right. They have. This is top discussions. They've been waiting weeks for this.
As much as I forgot we'd done this. That's how much I've not been waiting for this.
Yeah, fair enough. Anyway, so they've been waiting weeks for this. If we give them the results now, I might just switch straight off. So we'll keep them on the hook. The results are coming. In the meantime, I've got a quick fire sequel masturbate for you.
Go for it, stop.
I'm going to stop saying that. It's not even funny anymore, is it?
Somewhat.
We're not children. Right, so what do you prefer, tea or coffee?
Oh, fucking
you can only have one more drink, hot drink, for the rest of your life. What would it be? Mulled wine?
Yeah. Oh, God, that's a tough one. Because depending on what I'm doing, it depends on what I like.
Selfish choice, this.
I'd go coffee, I think.
Coffee?
Coffee. I think I'd go coffee. I like a coffee.
I prefer tea, but I drink more coffee.
I do. I drink a lot more coffee. I am the weirdest hot drinker ever. So
bragger.
Yeah. Can't drink tea black. I have to have milk in it. I can't have sugar in my tea. It's too sweet. If I have a black coffee, I have to have no sugar in it. If I have a coffee with milk in, I have to have sweetener in it.
Do you know what? I don't
get it. So the milk doesn't affect my tea, but the milk affects my coffee. What's that all about? Yeah, I can drink a really strong, bitter black coffee without any sugar.
It's weird, isn't it? You're one of them people, if you work in an office and somebody's doing coffee, you know, anybody want a brew? Oh, how will I have it today?
Oh, no.
You're one of them.
No, so if someone brought me a coffee and you want to, like, ooh, thanks.
Out of window.
Well, you do that fast, didn't you?
I find I can't drink a bad cup of tea, but I can drink a bad coffee. Tea, to me, if you've got cheap tea bags,
yeah.
If it's too milky,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Not enough sugar or too much sugar, I throw it right back in your face.
Yeah, to be fair, you're right. You can butcher a cup of tea, and I'm quite...
Big time.
Particular, I like my cup of tea.
And you can't really go wrong on a coffee. If you're putting granules in there and you're putting sugar in and milk...
Doesn't make a difference, yeah.
You can't get away with it. With tea, you're wrong. So, I prefer tea. I'm having tea.
I'm going to have coffee.
Of course you are, because you just naturally disagree with everything I say.
Yeah, exactly.
Which side of the biscuit is the top?
I think the bit without the chocolate.
Oh.
Do you know why I think that? So take a McVitie's chocolate biscuit.
Digested. Chocolate digested.
Yeah. It's got the printing on the top.
Yeah.
It's got it stamped.
But, so would you eat that with the chocolate facing down?
Yeah, chocolate touches my tongue. Yeah, chocolate touches the roof of your mouth.
The way you said that now, I can see you're right. But I definitely would say it's the opposite way around.
No, I always put the chocolate on your tongue because what's pointing down the chocolate? If you're not going to get it on your taste buds. You mentalist. You psychopath.
You wouldn't eat a cheesecake upside down, would you?
Yeah, but what are you trying to do?
You want the strawberry on the cheesecake. No, 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 no. You have the biscuit on the crumb.
No, I want the biscuit crumb on my tongue.
Oh, you don't. You silly Billy.
Oh, I do. I'd have chocolate in first. Chocolate to the mouth.
So which way is a Jaffa cake? What's the top of a Jaffa cake? The chocolate?
The chocolate, yeah.
Would you not put the Jaffa cake?
No, 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 no.
So that's different then, isn't it?
Because I didn't design that way.
Don't matter. It's how your hand's designed to turn.
I know, but I'm still like, yes! A Jaffa cake.
I found you out.
A Jaffa cake, I go the cake bit at the bottom first.
Why?
I don't know.
Do you not want the chocolate on your tongue?
I suppose the Jaffa cake tastes different. It's got a different texture to it. I like that on my tongue. I don't know. Actually. You wouldn't know, would that?
No, you wouldn't.
I don't know. Should I eat one? You got Jaffa cake in. Let me see. No. Now I'm saying it, I'm actually thinking I'm going back to my original thing. Because I eat the chocolate biscuit upside down. Well, you say it upside down. I have it with the chocolate on my mouth tongue first.
I don't know if I've ever seen you eat chocolate biscuit, but I'd like to test that theory without you thinking about it and going, oh, yeah, I must eat it. This is the way around. Which side of a Rye-Vita do you butter?
A Rye-Vita? Why can you butter different sides?
Which side do you butter? The knobbly side or like the smooth side?
Smooth side.
Smooth? Animal.
Oh, maybe smooth.
It makes sense. Why am I buttering the other side?
Yeah. I didn't know there was a right and a wrong way with this one, actually, either. To be fair, it depends which way it came out. I think you catch buttering both sides on this one.
Whichever's got the chocolate on it. Should children pay board?
Yes. As soon as they start earning a living, and I'm not saying a board that I benefit from that board, a board that I can then put in a savings for them to then get back. Yeah. I always think 10% of their earnings should come to me and I will put it away without them knowing. So if they're listening to the podcast, I want it.
I was just going
to
say that.
And I'll chuck it away for them, but 10% of what they earn, I think that's probably the most fairest way. So as soon as they say, no, I want 50 grand off each, because if one gets a job that's a bit more lucrative than the other, I still want 10% of your overall earnings. Yeah, yeah. So if you've got a paper round, you're in 950. I want
95p.
There we go. Yeah.
Should the driving age be increased?
I think it should be decreased.
Shut up.
I think it should be decreased, and I think it should be automatics. Why we drive with stick these days is beyond me. I don't get why.
I love driving the stick.
why are we still driving?
I'm going with the other clutch. Way. I'm going the other way. I think driving age should be increased.
No, I think we should. Go automatic. I don't know, like I said, I've just said already, why we've still got a gear stick and a clutch. It's just overcomplicating thing when...
You're not going to need anything soon.
Driverless cars.
Yeah.
Down to chuffing six-year-old driving. Well, then, not driving, but...
That'd be good if they could pick you up from booze. Yeah. I think it should be increased.
To what, though?
I would say maybe 21. No, maybe not 21, maybe 19. What all I'm thinking is, A, it takes cars off the road, and at 70...
But in that same basis, I think when you get to 70, you should be able to drive a lot.
Yeah, I'd say that as well.
But no, I disagree with that. I'm just saying that out there because of what you're saying.
There's people, honestly, there's people
driving... What is it, cars off the road?
There's people driving over a certain age that aren't physically well enough to drive.
Yeah.
And they can. There should be some sort of medical or something when you get to a certain age. I've seen people bent double. Then get into a car. I've said this before. Yeah. I helped the woman to a car. I had to lift her leg into the car.
She drove off.
I'm like, what have I just done here? Put this woman in charge of an absolute wrecking machine.
I think lower the driving.
Yeah, increase it.
But what's cars off the road?
Cars off the road, and as well, I think young people. There's got to be an increase in accidents in younger people.
Do you reckon there is?
I think that's why they put the black box in and things, don't they? So they try and calm them down. I think to be in charge of something. And I think because kids nowadays can't get on the property ladder, they're buying a car, which would what we would have paid our mortgage.
Mm.
With, you know, whatever money they're paying a month, that's their car, which means they're getting nice cars.
Yeah.
So fast cars.
So for me, I think minimum... CC 1,000.
That would work, yeah, yeah.
Well, 1-2. I think 1-2 is the maximum. So when you're 16.
Get him a go kart.
I think 16, can drive 16, automatic, minimum CC 1.2. When they get to, like, do you go for your motorbike licenses? When you get
You don't have to do that anymore. You can just go straight for your big one.
No, you can't.
You can.
Can you?
Yeah.
You still have to do your test on that bike, though.
Yeah, you test costume, on. Yeah, you do it on your little one and go, wow, I can drive a big bike. That's the Harley.
But the same principle. So you're 16, you drive 1.2. Yeah, if you ever want to drive a bigger, faster car, and you want to go thinking, 18, you can then redo do your driving test. List. And I'm not saying it has to be as in-depth as your original one, but to a certain extent, are you capable of operating this vehicle?
Yeah.
It monitors them, keeps on the going. That probably lets them do it to about a 1.6, and then when they get to 21, they can go to like an open access. Go and drive a 4-litre V8.
Lorry.
Off you go. Yeah. No, but you know, I think that's more appropriate.
Yeah.
And automatics, and they say for the fourth time, why do we still have cars that aren't automatics? Have you ever driven an automatic?
Not really. Sort of, no.
You're so more alert. It's ridiculous. I know you're doing this, but this motion, your hand coming down, is it a hindrance to the steering wheel?
To be fair, I mean, we discussed this on the debate first time around. If you've got a spare hand, you can eat.
Yeah. I think we established you can't do that.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
It was
I thought you could. But like, people get things wrong because of stall. They're too busy thinking about the gears, high gears, low gears, revving, all that. That's all out of it. You're driving so much more smoother. It's ridiculous.
Do you drive a stick?
I drive a stick because automatics are hard to come by because they're not sought after in England.
Yeah, it's a fair point. Should we drive on the other side of the road as well?
Again? Let's go for a worldwide driving on the same bloody side of the road. What? I don't get why. One country has one way, we have another way. There must be a permutation that says it is better driving this side of the road because of X, Y, and Z.
This was a topic we discussed way back in the day of things that we couldn't answer. Do you remember this?
No.
There used to be a feature we had on our pod.
Why? Oh, yeah. Why? Yeah. Why? Yeah. It's called Why.
Like it? Questions you just got no answer to. So that's that sorted. Should babies have their ears pierced?
Not got a problem with it. Each their own. Their child and the other one. My child's not getting the ears pierced. So Ava got hers done at 8. And even I think that was a bit too young.
I just think it's one of them things that... what if they don't want it doing?
Exactly, which is why I waited till Ava was...
Yeah, but even that age, done. And I've seen parents like with little studs in, then all of a sudden he's got like, big loopy ones and they're like 6 months old.
They're going to rip them out, are they?
Yeah.
Oh, God,
it just doesn't seem right for me. It doesn't seem comfortable.
No one's his ears piercing.
Of course he does. I can imagine him with his ears piercing and then like a big chain joining them up as well. Which footballer's got
ears? I think it's supposed to drive Wham.
That was the end of our original topics that we discussed. But let's get back to our three topics that we picked. Let's get the results in. In no particular order. Best takeaway. I said Chinese.
I said Italian pizza burger type.
You said, yeah, burger shop.
What did I say, Indian? I can't remember what I said. What did I actually say?
I think you said Indian.
Did I say I liked Indian the best?
Yeah, if it was a choice, because it's a treat.
It's more expensive. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, yeah. So, in fourth place was fish and chips. 10%. You do these maths, see if these add up. Second, anyway, Indian and pizza with 22%. Chinese won the vote with 46%. I think I would have thought that would have been closer between Indian and Chinese.
Mm.
We discussed about planning your own funeral.
We did.
This was a bit of a hot topic. There was a lot of ideas coming here. A lot of it around certain aspects of what we was talking about maybe doing things slightly differently. Fancy dress, yep. That was an idea that came up. Buffet food that's all funeral related. So like your sandwiches cut into like crosses. Hawks.
Very.
So should you plan your own funeral? Did you say yes? I said yes. I think it's a good thing to do.
And so a message asked me what I was planning for my funeral. Now you're going to have to outlive me to actually come and find out what my funeral's all about.
Fair play.
That's telling you anything. The only person that knows is my missus.
And just so you know, I'll be stood at the door kicking over it, not see if they're not yelling.
You said that last time, but I'm planning to outlive you, mate.
Okay. All right.
If I'm honest, I am slightly younger than you as well.
It's like that, is it?
Oh, that I didn't think about that last time you said it before.
Yeah, that's a bit dark, isn't it now? Yeah, because there's something about that that, like, yes, there's something, there was, I don't know what I'm trying to say, about the only thing that you'll never go to and see is your own funeral. I can't remember what it was.
It's funny because that's what Kanye West said. The biggest regret in life is never going to be able to see himself perform live. That's his biggest regret in life. I'm never going to be able to see myself perform live.
Yeah. I've heard of people like that have funerals before they have a funeral. You know, like, as
they're at the wake.
Who turns up, like, you know, who's in tears? Who's.
Did someone, like, fake a funeral and then. It could be a sitcom, this. Faked a funeral and then turned up and. Was mad.
That's
about
a bit weird,
mad about who turned up. I can't think of it as a new story, a genuine thing, or it's like a street. It sounds more like a sitcom. A sitcom.
You've just dreamt it.
A sitcom. Could be wrote a pilot for an episode.
So we said yes. 24% agreed with us.
Yeah, which means
but
I'm
a
more.
Huge 76% said no. And I kind of get it. I kind of like I said, it's a little bit tempting fate.
Is it
maybe
bad?
Not wanting to think of it? I just think, and because I'm old. I've kind of got to a point where I think you should have these discussions.
Yeah.
Same as, like,
if we're not older,
intentions and no, but I still think even at a younger age, things like if you want to donate your kidneys and things like that, I think that's a discussion you should have. It's something that you might go, well, I don't need them. Somebody else could benefit from. And as well, if you're fit and healthy, again, it's not for everybody, but it's still something to discuss. Yeah. I think, but. Because I get the point that if you're thinking someone's in that casket, they're not all there. Do you know what I mean? Like your eyes, you've donated your eyes.
See, that,
nobody
that,
want my eyes. I got to say, fuck
that
off.
That won't bother me as well. I wouldn't want people to think I'm not all there, if that makes
no,
sense.
No, but although it wouldn't bother you, it might bother them.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think that's.
But sure, it's my problem more than it's theirs.
It is.
Because I'm missing them now.
But you don't want that. Discussion. You don't want that to be after.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. So what you don't want is someone going, innovated that. And actually, it's my wish that I wanted somebody to be donating my body to science or whatever. And they're going, no, you wouldn't have ever wanted that.
But you'd have hated to think I've upset somebody
because
I've not had that conversation.
Yeah. Funny enough, because obviously last time I recorded this.
Funny funeral.
Did you then go back and find out what your mum that wants?
No, because from that way on, I'm kind of thinking... Not that I don't want to know.
I'm Donna Guitar. Yeah.
Not that I don't want to know, but I suppose that part of the difficulty of the conversation is having a conversation that somebody's not going to be around forever.
Yeah.
I kind of don't ever want to kind of think that that's going to happen. Yeah. But I think it's just an adult conversation to have. What do you want to do with this? What's up with this? I know people have wills. I think I need to update mine, actually.
Yeah. The problem with wills is they become so outdated so quick.
Yeah.
So, like, my mum and dad, genuinely, probably the last time they wrote a will, I'd be surprised if not, was before my brother and my sister passed away. So, technically, their will's still writ or wrote.
But isn't it, like, if they was to split their property three ways, it's always a case of it is but. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It's always like, if this has happened.
But there's ways you then change that. So... There's ways you then track your will down.
Yeah.
So there's ways that you go, it all goes to the siblings, but then is it wrote that it goes to the siblings, but then if they've got independence, that half goes down there, or them sort of things.
There's a very windy tail on some stuff.
I'm
trying to keep everything simple. I've got fuck all to leave.
I'm not far behind you. You can have what I've got. Yeah. There's not much to give, so enjoy.
I give about that. And our third and final one was, should we bring vaping or smoking back into public places?
Big fat no.
I'm on a big fat no. 86% agreed with us, which means 14% didn't agree, but they're wrong.
It's funny because that one, we got very little traction on people's opinion on that one. The other ones we've got a bit of opinion on. The other one, that was still a bit quiet, I thought.
Yeah, and I think it's still, I suppose it's one of them subjects that if you're a smoker, you think you should do.
Well, I know a few smokers that agree that they shouldn't be smoking around people and stuff.
Yeah.
And that they'll have to take it outside and take it away and stuff.
But then there's other smokers that just consider and go, no, I smoke, you should smoke as well. Best thing since sliced bread. Right, let's finish off. there and thereabouts, we are done. Huge debate. If you want us to discuss or debate anything, just drop us a message on any one of our socials, dadtales@outlook.com.
Dadtales at Twitter, Dadtales at Insta.
Dadtales on TikTok.
Boom, boom.
We're anywhere else? Facebook. We're also on Facebook.
We're due to go on Cessback Lunch soon.
We are back on in a few weeks' time.
Yeah, like a week to minute.
We might do a little bit of promo before it.
Yeah.
Might
not. We never normally do.
No, we never normally do. So. Right, I shall see you next Thursday.
See you next Thursday, my friend.
And please keep smiling.
Stay safe.
Thank you for listening right to the end of this week's podcast, and we hope that you've enjoyed it. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at dad_tales_, or get involved by emailing us at dadtales@outlook.com. You can also now join our Facebook page by searching Dad Tales.
Keep the feedback coming. We are genuinely humbled by all the input and the comments you are providing us. Stay safe, celebrate small victories, and keep smiling.